This is JIS News. Coming up, new fee structure for work permits, Governor General urging youth to prepare for logistics hub opportunities, and rainwater harvesting system commissioned in Gibraltar, St. Catherine. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Now the news. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be restructuring fees for the processing of work permits as at Monday, June 23. Under the new structure, the non-refundable fee for the processing of applications for work permits will be increased to $15,000, up from $14,400. The fee to replace a work permit identification card will move to $7,500, up from $7,200. Director of the Work Permit Unit in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Lisa Ann Grant, says the new structure is designed to protect Jamaican workers while generating revenue.
For the areas where we have observed that the local skills are available, these areas, of course, will attract higher fees. The other sectors that we want to attract certain investments will, of course, carry lower fees. In that way, we will see a protection of the local labor force whilst attracting at the same time skills that are not yet available on the local market.
Ms. Grant was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Approval for increases in work permit fees was last granted in 2008. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says Jamaica's youth must prepare themselves to grasp the benefits to be derived from the Global Logistics Hub initiative. He says in anticipation of the impact of the initiative on the economy, young people must learn how to secure lucrative employment and business opportunities.
Our young people must be prepared because of the spin-off of various jobs and opportunities and skills that will come with that. And what is going to happen to your agricultural products? It's all one cycle of activities, and we must prepare ourselves and get our young people in line.
Sir Patrick Allen was addressing students at the Sydney Pagan Agricultural High School in Elim, St. Elizabeth recently. He encouraged the students to have confidence in themselves and not allow their social standing to prevent them from fulfilling their potential and achieving their goals. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips is leading a delegation to Europe after completing the first leg of the annual non-deal roadshow in the United States. The roadshow is aimed at sensitizing external stakeholders about the progress status of the Jamaican economy in a bid to boost investor confidence. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says while in Europe, the delegation will update the international capital markets on developments related to the ongoing economic reform program and growth agenda. The discussions will include the progress made to date under the extended fund facility with the International Monetary Fund and the recent performance of the Jamaican economy. The delegation is also to meet with representatives from investment banks, pension funds, and insurance companies. And a $27 million rainwater harvesting system is now in operation in Gibraltar, St. Catherine. The system was recently commissioned into service by Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, and is part of the Rainwater Harvesting System project. The project is funded by the Inter-American Development Bank with inputs from the St. Catherine Development Agency and the Gibraltar Combined Benevolent Society. Minister Pickersgill says it will serve the content, Springvale, Bullock Mountain, Lime Walk, Bowers Wood, Trafalgar, and Gibraltar communities.
The project was done in two phases, the first of which was the construction of tank bases and the installation of tanks. The second phase consisted of the installation of guttering. I'm confident that this project will add to the productivity of your communities as you, the residents, will now be able to grow cash crops more efficiently and engage in other wealth-creating enterprises such as chicken rearing and egg production.
The project involved the installation of rainwater catchment systems and 650-gallon plastic water tanks. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.